This is Stephen Strang. I want to introduce my listeners to Charisma Magazine if you don't already get it. Or if you do get it, you could respond to this special offer and we will continue your subscription into the future. The offer is to give you both of my books on Donald Trump, God and Donald Trump, and the new one, Trump Aftershock. These are a value of just less than $50, plus 2 years of Charisma, which costs around $40, and you can get the whole thing for only $39. Now, let me repeat. You get both of my best-selling books and 2 years of Charisma for only $39, and all you have to do is go to this site, trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I'll repeat it, but the good thing about a podcast is you can back it up and listen to it again. Is trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I hope you'll take advantage of this offer. Even if you have read the books, you know, it's always nice to have a new book, especially one signed by the author. It makes a good birthday present. Later in the year, it'll make a good Christmas present. And I hope that you'll take advantage of it because it's a good offer and it's my way to try to connect you with Charisma and also get more copies of my book out there. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report, and here's my episode.
Welcome to The Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Robert Mueller has finished his investigation, and guess what? There was no collusion. Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report. Unless you've been living under a rock, you already know that. But today, I have an exclusive interview with Paula White Cain, who is a friend of the president and prays with him and is in charge of bringing together Christian leaders who give him advice and who pray with him. And she has some very interesting thoughts about the investigation. I've been watching this. In fact, the other night I sat up and watched the cable channels just listening to everybody's opinion. It's just amazing to me that some of the people who put forward really these lies, members of my own profession, journalists, who wanted Donald Trump out and somehow thought that they could impeach him based on collusion. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but I listen to people like Alan Dershowitz who says that there's no statute against collusion. Now, there was no collusion, but they were investigating a crime that didn't exist, and it wasn't even really a crime. And it went on for 2 years. It slowed down a lot of progress. And now some of the Democrats are saying they don't care if there was no proof of collusion. There was still collusion, and they're going to keep investigating. I personally believe that this is really going to hurt them at the polls, but that is another discussion. You know, as Christians, we need to pray for our government. We need to pray for our institutions. This ugly ordeal has really shown how corrupt the FBI, the CIA, the Department of Justice really was. If Hillary Clinton had been elected, we would have never known any of this. And really, it's very dangerous when our law enforcement officers like James Comey and others can get FISA court warrants to spy on American citizens because it could happen to any of us. And with the way the culture is going, with some people trying to stifle religious freedom, some people even saying that the Bible preaches hate because it condemns sin, sin that some people want to not only indulge in, but make legal and to oppress people who disagree with them, at what point do they use the power of government to come after us? It's something that every American, Republican, Democrat, Independent, should be very concerned about. And I believe that the Lord is letting all this come to the surface so it could be cleaned up. You know, recently I met with the president of Brazil, Bolsonaro. He was in Washington meeting with President Trump, and he met with a group of Christian leaders. I did a podcast on it, and if you didn't hear it, you may want to look it up and listen to it. But he was talking about the corruption in Brazil the last 20 or 30 years where the leftists have really been in power. And while I don't know all the details, and that's not the point of this podcast, several of the high-ranking officials, including a former president, are actually in prison today because of the corruption. And of course, Brazil is suffering the consequence. And one of the things that has always been good about America is not only our Constitution and our rights, but the fact that our government has been relatively free of bribes and corruption, and we have very good law enforcement. I could go on, and maybe in other settings I will. But right now, I want you to listen to an interview I did this week with Paula White Kane to get her thoughts on the Mueller investigation now that it's over and now that the president has been cleared of any collusion and of any obstruction of justice. Paula, now that the Mueller report has been released, what are your thoughts?
I'm very excited for our president and the administration and this nation that he has been totally exonerated of any claims of collusion and obstruction. I think that it's incredible, but at the same time, we've known, those of us that worked on the campaign, I've known President Trump for 18 years, those of us who have worked with people close and part of this knew that there was never any collusion, knew that there was not obstruction, knew that this was truly a witch hunt. And I've seen figures from anywhere from $25 million to $35 million worth of taxpayers' money. I just think of the countless 22 months, the countless hours, the energy, everything that has just been expended and wasted. I also wonder, what are they going to have to report on the news now? You know, I mean, what good story are they going to have to tell? So I'm glad that we've come to this conclusion. There's been an exoneration, that it is what that is. But at the same time, I think it exposes a lot there. And it exposes, you know, this unfair injustice. And the question is, well, do you keep kind of picking at that scab and going deeper? Or do you just say, let's move on, let's do what's best for the country, let's do what's best for the world? And our president I couldn't even imagine the kind of duress, you know, that most people would never be able to work under, that has just continued. He wakes up early and just comes out swinging, ready for making America great again. And I think he'll do it even better now.
His critics were predicting that he would fire Mueller and a lot of other things, and of course, none of that happened.
No, he's a very wise man, and he knew that there was no collusion. He knew that there was no obstruction. Doesn't mean that our justice system or that things within our judicial, as we've seen, are always right. And that's always the part that puts you kind of... But I mean, there was nothing there. I remember sitting with him early on in this, and he looked at me like, Paula. He said, this is insane. This is a witch hunt, you know. And it's sad because it is made from a cultural perspective, the perception of some people. You know, it's really showed a lot of people that we are to be innocent until proven guilty. You know, not this president. You know, he was guilty. He was definitely doing something. You know, personally, I think that there's some people that owe some apologies and some people that maybe as believers need to do a little soul searching and repentance and look and say, wait, let me rethink this. What lie have I bought into?
You know, this entire process has sort of revealed, you know, what they've come to call the deep state, where the Justice Department was targeting another political party during an election, the whole thing with FISA. What do you think is going to come of all this now?
You would have to go there with me, wouldn't you, Steve? I know. I don't know what will go there with all of this. I mean, I think that this has been around a long time. There was deep suspicion. If we look back at former presidents, whether it was Kennedy or, I mean, whoever we want to name and look at, it kind of makes you understand that there is a force working behind the surface. We call President Trump the great disruptor, don't we? I think he's been a disruptor for many things, disrupting the enemy's plans, disrupting what has been in place for a long time. As a person of faith and a person that believes in righteousness and godliness and everything else, I would hope that any wickedness would be course corrected and dealt with. But, you know, I also recognize that there's a reason they call that deep state. So I don't know. It'll be interesting what happens. Does our nation and our government just move forward and say, let's continue to build and make America great, or do they deal with this on a deeper level?
How should Christians pray for the president and for our country now?
I would ask that they continue to pray for the wisdom of God, James 1:5, that he would walk in that liberally and abundantly, and that God would give him strength. He leans towards righteousness, that everything that he is assigned to do, that he would be able to do, that they prayed that God would preserve his purpose in the earth, because this is certainly his purpose and his calling within the earth. He recognizes that, that any wickedness, that any sabotage, any demonic network that the enemy has, any plot, plan, snare, that we would pray the word over him. We're to pray for all of our leaders, not only our president, but also our congressmen, our senators, our representatives. Whether you agree with them or don't agree with them, ask that the veil be removed, that anyone who's working in wickedness, that they would have an awakening and an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, and that we truly would be a nation that walks in righteousness that our forefathers founded this nation upon. So keep his family in prayer. Keep him in prayer. He's doing phenomenal. Talked to him the other day. He's strong. He is, he's ferocious. He's courageous. He's bold. There's a few things I say about our president. He's not afraid, obviously, to make decisions that other people have failed to do. He's a man of his word. If he shakes your hand, you can bank on it. I can tell you that. But at the same time, I think something that might surprise people is he's much more flexible than people would recognize, too. Meaning he's not always like my way or the highway. He's a great listener. And pray that the voice that he hears the most is the voice of God.
I so appreciate Paula taking time to do a podcast with me. She's very, very busy. And her role is so high profile that sometimes she's hesitant to speak publicly because people take things out of context. But I think that you can hear her heart. You can learn something. So I hope that you enjoyed the interview. I hope you enjoy my podcast. I'm starting something new, is that I have a phone number and you can call and leave messages. And the number is 407-706-8476. And I'm going to do something today I've never done before, and that is that if you call that number, and I'll repeat it in just a minute, I will give you a free copy of my new book, Trump Aftershock. The reason is that I would like to get some calls and some questions because next week I will be at Morningside in Missouri with Jim Baker, and I'm going to have an entire week. It's my first series of just interviewing different people at Morningside, telling the story. I hope to get an interview with Lori Baker. Of course, I've interviewed Jim Baker in depth, but next week, the entire week will be about Morningside. And if you call that number, you can give me your questions that you would like for me to ask Jim Baker and the people who work for him at PTL Morningside outside of Branson, Missouri. That number again is 407-706-8476. If you call the number, you'll need to leave your name and a mailing address, of course. There will be no charge. The book will be signed. I'll pay the shipping cost. I'll do it for the first 10. The first 10 who call in and give me questions that I'm able to use on the program, and as appropriate, we will play your question as a part of the podcast. I'm trying something new, and I thank you for helping me. Thank you for listening to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.